30 seconds.
Close enough.
Close enough. All right, I'd like to call the June 25th, 2019 meeting to order. Request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joel.
Okay, Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, looking for approval for the June 11th meeting minutes.
Is it June 12th?
Or June 12th. Why do I have June 11th?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So moved.
June 12th. Okay. The only one I did see, Joel, was a small grammar. And I know Mark likes to point them out, but in the rec section there, you have M-I-E. Should be Mike.
Yeah.
That was the only small typo I saw. So
okay.
Yeah, good eye. I missed that.
So I can second the approval of the minutes with that change.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Joel, you're up with the fiscal officer's report.
Pile of papers, normal things you've seen from the past. You have payment listing with electronic payment 74-2019 and then warrants 17715 through 17762 totaling $30,680.52. Then you also have the deposit listing since last meeting totaling $38,514.06 with $20,634 reimbursement from the county for the Van Dyke Culvert project. And then lastly, fund status report showing $587,367.44 in the Star Ohio Fund with $205,558.23 in the checking account at Krogan.
Let me see here. Just this one.
Yeah,
I left mine in my desk.
That's okay.
That's your payment listing of the first two pages.
The biggest payment really there is to All Star for the unlimited pickup, and that's just $5,000 or so in addition, you know, over $6,000 from our normal payment
right.
of $9,000 something. So.
See that we never got that before, you know, the whole rental stuff and all that.
Yeah, it comes in pretty steady.
Yeah, but I mean, God never.
Yeah, no, it's good, and it's good that we get the damage deposits. You know, we get those turned around as quick as we can too, so we don't have.
Amen.
Everybody sitting out there.
I move for acceptance of receipts 94-2019 through 97-2019 and payment advice 74-2019 and warrants 17715 through 17762. The receipt detail totals $38,514.06. The payment listing detail totals $30,660.52.
Is that eight or six?
Yeah, I think it's eight, not six.
$30,680.52? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
$680.52.
It's $20 amongst friends.
Thank you for catching that.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. I don't have anything else for the board. Maybe unless Paul let me look for the agenda. Nope, I'm good. Saving for all business.
Okay, anything else for Joel, guys?
Nope.
All right, thank you, Joel.
Yep.
Moving on to the chief, Chief Parsletti.
Good evening, everyone. Well, summer is actually here, and I actually came rather quickly. It's going to get hot. So just be very conscious about the temperature and the humidity. Drink plenty of fluids and just keep safety in mind in all your activities. For the department, we're still continuing on EMS runs. Nothing super unusual going on. Everything seems to be running pretty good and haven't had anything serious lately, and we'd like to keep it that way. The department supported the HFP race at Maumee Bay. There were no issues there to report. There were no transports or anything, so that went well. As everyone's probably been catching a little bit of the news here and there, the consolidated dispatch is getting to be a hot topic. Oregon Fire Department and Maumee are, looks like they, I know Maumee provided a resolution opting out. Whether or not that'll hold any water or not, it may not. So, and I believe Oregon was going to do that.
Last night they did.
They did do it? Okay, yeah. I missed that part. Thank you. So, I have the Lucas County Fire Chiefs meeting tomorrow, and I'll see if anything new is rambling around in there.
Yeah, there is a Lucas County Township Association meeting tomorrow evening.
Oh, is there?
As well. I think we're planning on being there. There is a speaker to
Matt
give
Hireman.
It up. Yes, Matt Hireman, right. And I mean, everything I'm hearing is that the residents of Jerusalem Township and residents of Oregon are opposed to this consolidation.
Yeah. I don't have a lot to, I'm satisfied with the Oregon dispatchers myself personally. I'm talking personally. As a chief, professionally, I don't have any issues or concerns. If I did, you know, they address them, you know, if we have a problem very promptly and everything. So, the other connection that I personally like is that, yes, our dispatchers know our area. They know our community. They know some of our residents, you know, they do a real good job at, you know, getting the detailed information. Please understand there is a consolidated dispatch that's been going on for a few years. Springfield Township uses them as well as, I believe, White House, and I'm not sure if Richfield does. So there is that application that's been in place. This whole consolidation, though, is to bring everything together into which is going to greatly cost us. You know, I mean, we're currently paying a little over $12,000 for service from Oregon, which is extremely cheap. You know,
yeah, this would be an extra $20,000 or so.
$30,000 for us.
Yeah,
is what the projections and everything show. They're trying to soften the blow by, you know, gradual increasing it, but it doesn't matter. It's going to get there, and it will impact the township. So,
Chief, talk a little bit more about how several different communities have chosen to opt out.
Well, it's just from this.
Have they simply made a resolution that they're not going to support it?
That is correct.
Okay,
but right. The way to, my understanding of the voting privileges, I'll say, is as the Township Association group, you guys, as townships, you only have one vote.
Well, my understanding is that Sylvania Township, being the largest township, has a vote.
They have a vote.
And the rest of the townships
have a vote.
Tomorrow night will appoint or elect someone.
Correct.
To be that second township vote.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, and then you have City of Toledo has a vote, I believe Sylvania has a vote because...
City of Sylvania?
They're the bigger city, so they have a vote. So it still could just be a little bit of a, I'll refer to it as a monopoly, as best efforts as all that may be tried, they still may not be able to beat the majority vote. So, but I'm so glad that you guys are going. Mr. Bench and I mean, I didn't know he was going, but we both sat in on the Oregon preview one, and Matt does a great job of delivering the information and everything else. I just wish there was a test pilot program to see whether or not they can handle it. That's my fear, is you take a good-sized fire or two fires in Toledo, and then you take a good-sized an injury accident out in Sylvania, and now we've got, in a situation out here, especially when we get, as an example, a water rescue activity, when we have to go out on the lake, there's a lot of communications back and forth between the dispatch and us, and trying to make sure that we're getting the most accurate information and stuff like that. So if you have all of these happening at the same time, I'm just really nervous that they're not going to be able to handle all of it, which doesn't mean that we won't function. We'll function. It just means we may not have as much communications back and forth to dispatch. So we can report it over the air. It'll be recorded. Whatever we say is recorded. So at least all of that can be captured for review and quality assurance, later. But and definitely if there's some major concerns, then something major is going to have to change. So.
Tony, I'm sure you have the feeling of, what are the other fire chiefs saying?
Well, there is quite a few of them that are in support of this. Even Denny Hartman is in support of it.
What communities?
He's Oregon. Denny Hartman is the new chief for Oregon.
Okay.
So he's in support of it. Obviously, Chief Navar is, because he spoke openly in the meeting. As I stated before, there are other chiefs that are already in the consolidated portion, so they're not seeing it. My concern is, okay, all of us are in there now, and can they handle the load for all of us at the same time?
Yeah, one of the other concerns that was raised, I was talking to one of the trustees of Monclova Township, and he was concerned that the analysis, the savings analysis that assumes a 25% economy of scale savings,
mm-hmm.
is based upon the elimination and consolidation of existing positions in these various smaller communities.
Right. Yeah.
But his point was, those people whose positions are going to be eliminated don't just do dispatching. They do a lot of other tasks,
yeah.
that are specific to those communities, and those tasks are not going to go away. So he says, I'm afraid this is not going to save as much money as the paper analysis says that it will. So that's a concern.
I agree with you, because I think in when we were listening to Oregon, they were saying how the streets department utilizes the dispatchers for communication back and forth. And it's integral with whether it's the fire or the police, whether or not they're having to put road closed signs and stuff out, or we've got an emergency, we need snow plows to plow us away in, we need salt because we've got an accident, those types of things are going to be, and so they're still going to have to staff some sort of a support position.
So
I don't know, financially, I think Oregon is just saying, listen, even at $500,000, it's not a huge enough number to make us concerned. So I found that interesting. Yes, sir.
Jim's got a question.
My one question would be to the chief or Mark. Is my understanding exactly what you were saying, Mark, about needing to staff the positions, because this new dispatch will not be taking the non-emergency calls, which possibly outnumber the emergency, the 911 emergency calls, 7-1. So if you got 1,000 911 emergency calls, you're going to have 7,000 non-emergency calls to them boards. Who's going to handle them?
That's
right. And I'm just using that as a number. Am I correct in that, Chief?
Yeah.
Okay, so then who's going to handle our non-emergency calls that go to that same dispatch line? So there's your trial.
Very good point.
That was brought up.
And I wanted to say, I you know, but I wasn't going to speak in Oregon's meeting, of course, but we just had a situation for a resident that dialed 911 and was put on hold two times, dialed the third time, and Oregon's PSAP picked it up, and then everything happened. But for two times, calling 911, which meant that was going to Lucas County, he was put on hold. And this guy was a former fireman. So
wow.
You know, it's not like he doesn't know. He knows exactly what's going on. So he had the wares means to say, screw it, I'll try again. And because that's currently how it's working. A lot of our calls that if you dial 911, you're probably going to go to Oregon first. Okay, it's going to be picked up by Oregon because Oregon is a PSAP agency. So
how did the first two go to Toledo?
It may have been referenced.
The Oregon was on the line?
No, Oregon wasn't. It just the PSAP picked it up. The Toledo one picked it up first before the
and
Oregon.
Put him on hold.
Yeah.
And
he was put on hold two times. You know, he was put on hold. He hung up. He put on. He dialed it in again. It happened. Was on hold. Hung up. And then the third time he got Oregon.
Chief, any chance that you'd be willing to you know document that and you know reference it that we?
I could probably call back and pull the records on that one.
That would be helpful. I mean that's an actual occurrence
that is
a red flag for us.
Yeah, I mean that and one of the residents in the audience had a similar example of that too. Is you know some of them are picked up now. We also have people in our community, because we are on the lake, it's not uncommon for people to call 911 and they get Monroe County, and or it's hit a Canadian tower before. So it does happen, and we're a little bit more because we're, again, we got the lake right there.
Right.
But it was just that was probably another month before this incident, a woman said, yeah, I got Monroe County, and she says, I live in Lucas County. And he said, and they immediately transferred the call to Toledo, okay. You know. But it'll hit Ottawa County sometimes, too, especially the cell phones, because they're bouncing the signals, whichever tower they're getting.
Right.
You know, and most calls are put out by, you know, people are using cell phones more than they're using landlines.
Right.
So, but again, I think that'll be huge with you guys going and looking at it, is it going to be the future? More than likely, it probably is. You know, I just hope everything is there. I mean, there's a lot of logistics that has to happen too. So, what happens to all the equipment that's sitting in Oregon? Now, do they have to move that to downtown Toledo? You know, because it was already bought and paid for, I'm assuming. You know, there's three councils in Oregon, three stations. They have two dispatchers on duty all the time, but there's a third. So if something happened, they could bring in another one.
Are they going to be handling Oregon's police also?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's the consolidation is, you got to remember, fire and EMS we're a little bit lower on the totem pole. The police are really the higher priorities.
Mm-hmm.
That's partly what they want to do is this consolidation and that's where probably Maumee is not real pleased because they're going to lose control, no different than Oregon. So, but I was going to say as well too is even though we have a deputy here, and that's you know our primary service as our Lucas County deputy, their first backup is Oregon, you know. And they don't communicate directly on the same frequency. They may have to scan it in order to accomplish that. Now, depending on the incident, if it's a large incident, they can put all police agencies on a single frequency, and it's called a pursuit channel. And then they put it there, but that's really for, like when we had the stabbing at Maumee Bay, that's when they put them on the pursuit channel. And then, but we had law enforcement from everywhere. I mean, it was coming in from all over when that incident happened. So, sorry, a little bit more detail.
Well, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Moving forward, Kurt's Kids Day went off very well. We had the A car and it was fun, and I had Dad on it, and Dad got to ride in the parade, and I got a couple nice photos of Dad and everything. So very, very good. The next issue is the fire levy. I met with my assistant chief, and we've kind of put this together, and we're looking at the renewal with an increase. And the reason for this is the renewal will stay at the rollback privileges. I can't think of what it is.
Subsidized.
It will stay there. So the current taxpayers are all going to be similar to what they are right there, although we are going to also ask for a 1.49 increase. And the reason for that increase is the amount of runs that we now incur are much greater. We've always been right around 325, 350. We're in excess of 400 now. If we see it, it's going to be 400 again. And then the other part is this dispatching. This cost is going to be anywhere from, they're telling us and they're showing us the numbers, and that's what they're saying. I'm a little leery of it. You know, so ours will go from 12,000 up to 42,000, and so that's a bit of a hit for the fire budget, if in fact that's how we're going to manage all of this. I'm not sure how all that plays, and maybe you guys will be able to ask some other questions from your other partners or networking with. So that's what we're proposing. I believe with a good conscientious effort, we'll be able to explain it and people understand. One thing for our community, we have not yet gone to the soft billing application. There's two schools of thought that I've read. One is we should do it because now the transients that are traveling through our community that we have calls on, we would definitely bill them, and that would be a full bill, and they would pay for the service that they receive. For everybody else that are residents, there could be a soft billing application where only thing they're going to bill is the insurance company. So if your insurance company paid $300, then that's what we would get. There would be no bill. They would further go to the resident and pursue them for anything. So that's one application. So that also provides an income stream back to the township, the fire department, to be fiscally responsible in some theories. And then there's another theory of we should do it automatically because those are available funds. We may be able to keep levies off or keep levies down and stuff like that. But I know if we go to soft billing, it's going to, I'm a little fearful in just a few areas because we don't have a township administrator that handles everyday business here. We have to put that load, put the burden additionally on the firemen in order to record all this, do the documentation, send that up, get it back, and then, you know, obviously there would have to be a board that would have to deal with it as monies come in. You know, it would be another income stream. Sounds like a little bit of work, may only be a little bit of work, might be the right financial gain.
You say 1.49?
That's what, there was a reason for that, okay, from my partner.
I don't know if they could do it at the 0.49. I'm curious.
I wondered about that.
Round it off to 1.5?
Yeah.
1.5 is fine. It was, according to him, it's the perception
of.
That,
right. that it has a 1.45. Right. All right. So wherever you want to go. Okay.
So 1.5.
When you look at the numbers,
yeah.
I mean, I can provide you some projected numbers based on this information. It's are not actual factual information. It's it's a good. I shouldn't say that. I don't know extreme factual information. We're currently with our 5-mil levy at $312,204.66. That's where we're currently at. If we would go to the that's what the rollbacks and everything applied to the residents. They're receiving that benefit of that rollbacks. If we went to the just a replacement of the levy, it would take the rollbacks away, and so that would be a slight increase to the residents, but it would only elevate the income to $340,863. What we're proposing is the renewal at the rollbacks with the renewal of the five with an increase of the 1.49 or 1.5 would take it to $414,000. So there's a good that takes it up even a little bit more, a little more than $80,000 or $90,000 increase. But we've been running on this levy for 15-20 years probably, and zoning could help me. We don't have that many new structures going up in the township. I mean, we're less than 10 a year.
Less than five
a year. So it's not like we're getting large, we don't have subdivisions going in or anything of that nature. So, it's really not that big of an increase. So anyways, that's what we're projecting to do, and it's ultimately your guys' decision. Again, we have a Excel spreadsheet that we can play with that number, and we can adjust it a little bit if we wanted to.
Joel, is this being proposed for the November?
Yeah, it's going early.
Okay.
So that the last meeting we said we should have something now so we can make the motion to proceed with the county auditor certification of the increase or with whatever the decision was. And then we have a second resolution for the Board of Elections. And that puts us right before, with a little room before the 90 days.
Right,
the November election, but just enough.
Okay.
So if we wait, I'm afraid it doesn't buy us that little window of time.
Is there any other discussion?
No, I mean, in my opinion, the Chiefs, both the Chiefs sat down and they've come brought their best foot forward with it. We back them and go with it.
I think so.
I agree with the chief. They've been working off that money for a very long time, and stuff isn't getting any cheaper in the fire service.
No, it is not.
Yeah. So
schooling is getting more and more expensive.
Right.
Okay. I move for approval of the chief's recommendation to seek renewal of the existing levy plus 1.5 mil additional.
And that's a 5 mil, the old one, yet, right?
Still 5 mil.
So five.
And it's still at the rollback benefits.
I can second
that. I can second it or
whatever.
Whatever.
Whoever you want to write down.
Dave Bench seconded. Yeah. Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Thank you,
Trish. Just so we understand, there is a tremendous amount of information that has to be disseminated so that our township residents understand why this is in their best interest.
So we will provide similar activity funded by the association. I'm confident the association will help support our our this activity. So, you know, understood, no taxpayers' monies are paid for trying to advertise this and to sell that. What else I was going to say is July 20th, we're getting closer to July, so is our 75th anniversary celebration, and we are going to capitalize and provide that information out there, so we'll have a good detail of information for our residents there, and we are making a very strong campaign to make sure we try and get our residents to come and join us for the day, even if they just join for an hour or something. We are going to have a variety of activities going on that should be a fun day, and that's the whole point is this community was built on people coming together and protecting this community, and we're just asking you to come and celebrate with us and learn a little bit about us and join us and have a hot dog and have some fun. So we want people to see us from a different view than just seeing us doing our job.
Barb has a question.
Sorry. Barb.
I'm just curious, are the trustees going to go door to door to promote this like they did the cemetery?
Well,
fire department makes house calls.
Yeah.
We can just, when we're at somebody's rest.
Now you know where to go and where not to go.
I assume that kind of instructed me.
You did fine, though.
I did.
I spent plenty of time with him. Yes, he was fine with it.
Agreed to support it. You guys did a good job for the cemetery. I just wondered if you're going to do that for the cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, the fire department have to. Everybody.
Yeah. It really needs a lot. People need to understand because I think they're going to just react to an increase.
Can you have a town hall?
That's a good idea.
Very good.
Maybe several. Yeah. So yeah, we'll have to work with the chief and his assistants to put all that together. Okay.
Barb, can I ask real quick? I'm not a trustee, but from the fiscal officer, I'm always curious what the public's perception is of the fire department and the support of a levy. You've been a resident long enough to understand people's views of that. You know, I mean, I'm a young person and don't want to pay anything. But, you know, what do people think about it? I mean, out in your neighborhood.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I think the consensus, people don't want to have their taxes increased no matter what. So you really have to sell it.
Right, right. Now, people that have used, have been unfortunate enough to need the fire department's assistance, a number of those people have come and told about their experience and praised the fire department.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, those testimonials are really important.
I'm hoping those advocates will also step up and share to their neighbors that, you know, and we have full transparency. I mean, I'll answer to anybody what we're spending and what we're doing for this department. And I'll justify why and give you the reasons and everything. So, you know, we invite the community all the time to use the building, you know, which I'm real proud that some of our clubs are using it from time to time. So, you know, I think there's a bit more that people don't know about us. And again, with the 75th, I'm hoping to open that up a little bit more and they can visit anytime. And, you know, we're willing to do home inspections and cover anything on the behalf of safety.
I have more faith in this levy pass than I did the cemetery levy, I'll be honest with you, because that was a tough one to sell.
Was
you know.
It really?
Yes, in my opinion, it was. It was, you know, the fire department doesn't really ever, I've never seen it struggle. I mean, I don't think it's ever been voted down.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, if they weren't there, who would you call?
Tony, I got a question. You know, those numbers always change. It's you mentioned $42,000 now for that 911 our share. It used to be 30. That's up to 42 now.
The evaluation that I saw, the last draft that I saw, was we were into the 40s. Now again, remember there was a slight graduation up to it.
That was the third year.
Within the third year, and by Mike and I, you know, I mean, that's all well and good. Once it's in place. And then all of a sudden they say, well, we need another increase.
Yeah.
You know, what stops them? This is what
Ain't nobody
this is an area that I don't know and I don't understand. Now, I know that there will be a board that is going to work off of that, but in the grand scheme of all of it, when they generate all of those numbers and they make the projection of all these numbers and all this is going to be a great big savings, who's getting the savings? Who is getting the money? I believe it's going back to the commissioners to utilize for the jail or whatever they want to do with it. You know, I think I have to believe there's a reason for this more than just the safety of every individual.
That kind
of
came out at Oregon.
You know,
I think a little bit.
That's
too.
That's a little bit of my fear is if we have this projection savings, who's getting it? Where's that money going?
Remember Remsen.
Yes. Yes.
You remember that.
Yeah. It was a money pit.
Yeah.
For politicians to play in. So just remember that.
Right. See, that's what we've learned in the when the county commissioners better than a year ago, they presented the case where the 911 levy money, the EMS levy, well, when they wrote it as a safety application, so that allows the sheriff to use the money too. Well, that I don't think that's what was sold to the taxpayers. I think what was sold to the taxpayers is, okay, you're supporting this levy. This is for, you know, EMS only, advanced life support. Well, when the commissioners wanted to get their money for the jail, well, they just see a part of it is what would take it out of here. So there was a little bit of a threat that we were going to lose the EMS system and it was going to go down. I'm not talking factual. I'm talking in generalized terms, but these were conversations that were going on. Then all of a sudden, it just popped up, this 911. Now, this could be phase one. Phase one is this consolidated dispatch. Phase two may be an expansion of the EMS system. So it could be the ALS system and also maybe provide a BLS system. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, it may be where Jerusalem Township won't have to provide BLS coverage anymore. You know, which I'd really struggle at hanging on to anybody then, because if there's no activity, then people are not going to be that interested. You know, we're fortunate we're not having that many fires in one view, but on the other view, you know, if there's never any activity, it's not exciting anymore.
Right. Right.
And then the third phase that and maybe you. You know, when it's time, you can, at your meeting tomorrow, you might be able to ask that question. Is another phase is developing a metro fire department where it would be a complete county fire department. And then how does everything change? So the taxpayers paid for everything that's here. You know, some people, even in my department, are worried, well, if it becomes a consolidation, well, they're going to take that nice rescue engine and they're going to take that down to downtown Toledo, and that's going to service Toledo now, and we're going to get an old truck out here. Well, I don't think that would happen because, number one, they don't carry the water like we do. That's the purpose of our trucks, is we carry more water. But there is that the possibility of those three events, consolidated dispatch being the first. That's where this one's heading. And there's no order. I asked the question. I asked the question plainly. I said, so is the EMS one the next one to go to BLS, you know, additional BLS coverage? And then ultimately the Metro Fire Department, you know. He said, no, it's really not in order. It could be the Metro Fire Department could be next.
And there could be not even be a Jerusalem Township Fire Department. They could decide to close that
Metro?
Yeah, and man it out of Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. They could look at the whole thing and say, well, look, we're going to build one new station here, maybe North Curtis and Seaman, you know,
yep.
And build a new station, and that'll cover this whole region.
So. Okay. All right. Chief, one question. Any update on the blood drive?
Oh, we did extremely well. Again, we did 19.
That's good.
Which, that's what we hit the last time, and they were extremely pleased. We had reached back out to, I had Jasmine do this on my behalf because I was busy with things, but she reached out back to the director, and then he brought the signs out because our sign was tied up with other information, so he brought out, and that's when he shared with me that we had the urgent need for blood.
Yeah, I did see the urgent need signs out there. Yeah,
and then I had also asked Jasmine to contact the media and just let them know if they can just do a blurb of blood drive at Jerusalem Township, Red Cross is declaring urgent need. And I heard that they came here and did a live feed or something.
Oh, did they?
I didn't see it. I wasn't here, but so all was good as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we made our best effort, and I'm sure he'll be calling you again soon.
Okay.
And
we'll right. have to do it again. Very good.
Yeah. But yes,
every 59
so
guys.
Our residents, we also utilized the social media from Oregon schools. Yep. So we asked the superintendent to punch it out to all the families, and again, we came up with 19.
Okay. Good. Very good.
Anything else, Chief?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Rec Department, Mike's not here. Moving on to Linda, the Zoning Department.
All right. Here's my update and an updated spreadsheet behind it.
Thank you.
We had 4 zoning permits in June, or 5, I'm sorry, 5. Two accessory buildings, a fence, a solar roof, and Lake Erie Tree is going to put a sign out front. Land bank, I sent the conveyance letter to a lot at the end of Howard. I think that was on the last one. The transfer at 810 Water Street in Bono, that just went through May 31st. Because I know we were talking about putting cemetery signs there at one point, but we didn't own it yet. That is 0.9098 acres, or just over 39,000 square feet. The auditor has a value on that of $13,200. There was an offer from an adjoining property owner for $100. I would actually recommend listing that property also.
That is a buildable lot.
Yeah, it's a commercial lot, it's buildable. So that would be my thought on that, if you want to include that with another property. That is important.
Well,
what is it? Well, I mean, when you say the word buildable lot and then you add floodplain, you realize that almost eliminates any building there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't. That's been done once out here in the township where somebody advertised buildable lots, and then they weren't really because of the floodplain.
I have the quick claim deed for 705. Beach View. That was the one Brian Moore had purchased. So I need your signatures on that. You approved that? But if we can sign that, and I can send it back to Ernie Cottrell, and he'll file it. The one thing along with that, that's the first single one we did, and I think he increased his fees. The bill is in the back there, it's $193. I've been charging $150 in processing fees. So do we want to increase it to that amount? Do we want to increase it to $200? Because we're not accounting for any of my time either.
It ought to cover our costs.
Yep.
So give us an estimate of how many, you know, does it take you 2 hours? Estimate 2 hours in this?
Yeah, Yeah, 2 hours would be a pretty good estimate.
Okay.
Because I got to do little pieces.
So do you want to come, do you want to give us a proposed amount that would cover your attorney fees and cover your costs?
Do I bring that back next time?
Sure.
Okay, I can do that. I did go downtown for a revision meeting, so they did revise the parcel on Lakemore, and that's actually the one that's we're offering for sale. So the revision letter was for 517 Lakemore, which isn't there anymore because it's 521 Lakemore. If that makes sense, we combined those three lots. And there were like six revisions at that meeting. That's the only one I've gotten a little on. Violations, there are four there. Most of them are mainly for lights, vehicles. If you have a question on the vehicles, I can answer it. Or how I want to turn on my one right down here, by the can't. The one by the can't down here, they might be in the middle of an offer, so. They said it'll get cleaned up one way or other. And then the new owner or the current owner will take care of its grass. And the house has been sitting there vacant for, oh, what, 15 years?
Pretty close.
Mm.
court cases. The Schliff case is on probation. He still needs to move a semi-trailer axle and a pile in the center of the yard. Otherwise, he's done a really nice job cleaning up. But he had to wait for it to get drier.
Right.
Dean Trucking, we're still, the next court date, I just got it today, is for August 29th. I also did send a letter to them stating that they were in violation of their conditional use permit. 20 days was up yesterday. But I also did not receive a certified letter receipt back, I don't think. I haven't seen it. I don't think anybody else has. So I contacted the prosecutor yesterday to see how we proceed after this point. Ram Hotel, same thing. The prosecutor refiled new documents. And then the property on Cooley, we're waiting until the lighthouse festival, and then the prosecutor wants another look. From the county, we've had an updated zoning resolution, but I haven't had time to look through it. I've got to sit down, that's all the little pieces on all the little places where it says special, it got changed to conditional. So when I read it, I really have to take my time to make sure it's correct. I did send you the mitigation plan that came to me. From the county emergency management. It's a 550-page document. I skimmed through it. It's basically, it's background on it, multi-jurisdictional plan. The county prepared it because they're required. They're federally required to do this report. Based on a disaster mitigation act of 2000, which requires counties to formulate a hazard mitigation plan, and that's the only way you can get mitigation funds available from FEMA. So it has to do with natural disasters that could take place in the county. This one includes also technological and human caused hazards, which could be in that chemical, biological, radiological, you know, explosives, acts of terrorism, civil disturbances, dams and levee failure, which I think we have a pretty good chance of that. The two maps that I pulled out from the plan, now I didn't take a whole lot of time to read it, but obviously we did have flood issues, but these two maps were in there, which I might pull these maps out for our own land use plan. So the blue and green are just flood, what is that? A flood?
Lake surge. Lake surge areas?
And then the other one is the flood risk. And we definitely have the most flood risk of any jurisdiction in the county. So that's a pretty large portion of our township.
Yeah, about two-thirds of it.
Township does not have to pass a resolution to accept it. Townships do not, villages and cities do. But he still said, I wouldn't mind you doing it. So he sent a sample resolution. If you're interested in accepting it. And I included that in that email I sent you. And this is the one I just took it and put Jerusalem Township in. Otherwise, it's the document that came from, I think it's the EMA that sent it out.
From Pat Bloomy?
Huh?
Was it Pat Bloomy?
What's your timeline, Linda, on this?
Timeline on that? I don't know if he said
yeah,
anything.
500 pages.
Oh, it's going to get passed by the county.
I wonder what that number is. The 18th.
It might have already gotten done on the 18th.
18th, I remember reading it.
18th of June? Okay.
Yeah.
So a week
the
late.
County has already accepted it. So it's just a matter of
you
if
it?
You want to do it, if I you want to read through it, I'll let that up to you.
I would propose that we table it, put it on next meeting's agenda, and give us a chance to read through the
I think
full
it would
500
impact
pages.
Us most
so you'd be
since it's FEMA funds.
You'd be in here.
Who's going to get the most FEMA funds?
Also, railroad track.
If we have a water issue.
Well, here's two.
Right.
So you're up in here.
Lucas yeah. County.
That's railroad track.
Yeah.
Going to get their desperation
right here's
done.
North Curtis
yeah.
because that's the water pipe right there.
You're safe, too.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll turn that into your hands. The resolution is on the email I sent you, and so is
yep.
it.
Very good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you can't open
you
it.
You want to hold on to that one?
Okay, sure.
I didn't copy
you know, I didn't see it in my email. I saw the resolutions, but I didn't see the 500-page document, so I'll have to go back and check
it. It might have been one of those.
That's why I didn't print it off, is this
one? Yeah. I was
going
to warn you, and then I forgot to put that in there.
Oh, there it is. It just came through yesterday.
Yeah, that
was, you know,
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see it's up there. Thank you.
50 pages on each bullet.
Yeah. All right, on the flip side of the update, I have investigations. I got a little closer. I got the number for the guy at Anchor Point. Although his phone just rang and then his mailbox is full. So I have to keep trying on him. So I'll keep working on those three in particular. The blighted house on Main Street in Bono. So we declared it uninhabitable. I sent the letter on May 15th. Posted, it was in the paper June 10th, the public notice. And they are to abate it by June 30th. So I'm just wondering if you want me to send out some demolition bid packages?
You've got no response?
Got no response. I've never gotten a response.
Is that the one that's partially under construction, that one? I can't believe whoever did that wouldn't.
He's got stacks of wood there, too.
I know, there's materials there. It's crazy.
It wouldn't take much to take that house down.
No.
So
no,
it wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
How's the process work? You have until 30th. For them to address it and abate it.
Mm-hmm.
You have not had a response.
Correct.
Do you have evidence that did you send it registered? Do we have a receipt that they received it?
I didn't send that one registered. You don't have to put it in paper.
Okay. So it's their responsibility
yeah.
to watch the notices in the paper. Okay. So after the 30th, we're fully within our rights to begin taking action.
I mean, I can get bids, but that doesn't mean I have to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're going to be another, you're going to be in what, July, when's the next meeting, the 7th? So you're already going to be a week past, so, I mean, it ain't going to hurt to get bids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think so too, you do it.
I mean, the only plus side of the whole thing is there's only half a house there. I mean, it's not a whole house. I mean,
should be cheaper.
Maybe they only give us half.
Yes, I mean, that's my only, I'm not about it, but I, yeah.
And then I got ahead of the game because I sent a letter to the land bank to request a property evaluation, which means they are back in taxes quite a few thousand.
This property?
Yeah. So they could take it into foreclosure, and then again, we could get the property back since we put the money into it, because we're probably not going to see any return putting it on taxes. So I already sent that letter out for them to start that, because that's a year and a half process with them. Other than that, the zoning board meeting for the month of July is canceled. I decided to take it off the paper board. Otherwise, any questions?
What was that Water Street address?
850. Wait, Water?
I'm sorry, the one in, that's main, on Main Street.
Main Street, 850.
Sorry, thank you.
So Linda, on this one, this spreadsheet here, the ones on the yellow, you've been getting some, those are the ones that you're...
We're working in a positive,
positive direction in them, okay. Not everything's done, but you're seeing enough headway that you're,
yeah,
they're pleasing you.
Right.
Okay.
They're moving forward. That's what I usually tell people. As long as you're moving forward, I don't have an issue. So I have a lot of people that, like the Logan, Carla. You know, she probably, every 2 weeks, I probably hear from her. And that Michael Sitter, who's disabled, I hear from his aide every couple weeks. Some people just don't have the money to take care of it very quickly. So, as long as they show progress.
Anything else for Linda?
No.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Maintenance report, so we get to hear Eric. Mm-hmm.
Do your best impression to sound like Kevin.
We finally got it re-handled park mode.
All right.
Well, most of it, probably 95%. We weeded at the cemetery. We're still pumping in the wildlife, and we're down to once or twice a week to start the tractor.
Perfect.
Then we took pump down to Rob 2, and Bo and Joe Pertee went. We got the pipe plugged. Now we're pumping the ditch out. So that's going on this week. We've taken the grievance down to the county for the co-op grievance. We've taken bills from Burkhart. That's done crossovers and replacement pipes on the roads to the county so they can reimburse us for that. We've had the county out with the jet truck. We went to Arquette Road, did a couple tile.
Was that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's about it. Trying to mow and keep up.
The I got a call from Alan last week, Dave. He had got a call from the gentleman there on Arquette, and he explained to him too. It's the lake level. They're you know, we sucked at them culverts out. They were clean. You know, they ran the jet truck through them, and Alan called me and said, have you looked at it? I'm like, yeah, we've been down there. Dave went and looked at it. I looked at it. The maintenance workers have been down there. The county was there and sucked the culvert. So it's there's not much more you can do. You know, there's it's it is what it is. It's the level. So Alan was completely fine. He was, yeah. He goes, that's I ain't going to worry about it. He goes, if you guys say it's clean, it's clean. I said, well, your guys did it. So they cleaned the culvert. So
I see why he wanted to do it. He must have a sub pump. Way up farther, you see the plastic pipe coming out.
Yeah,
way up towards the house. That's why I wanted. It's probably the sub pump.
Yeah, kicking
and that,
on.
And
it.
That was probably just actually making that whole area wet there. Mm-hmm. And sub, I bet that's what it is.
They did. Ben's did a really nice job.
Oh, it looks nice.
And they did a really nice job in there cleaning it. They did a and actually, the water was really gone in his ditch. I really thought it was gone. I mean, like there was hardly anything in there. I bet there's nothing in it today.
Oh, that helped him. It did help him.
I think it did. So.
Especially that sub pump, because that was just pumping it there, and it wasn't going nowhere.
No. So.
Yeah. If he's going to have to keep that open, though.
He's going to have to keep it clean.
Like the neighbor does, pull the grass out and everything. And yeah.
So. That all you have, Eric?
Yep.
Anything for Eric, guys? No?
No.
All right. Cemetery report? Anything on the cemetery? No, nothing on the cemetery? Okay, Hall Rentals, just got a call today for one, so we'll be, I know it's rented this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, there's a rental in there, so.
What happened to the fellow was renting it, he had the animals?
They moved to a bigger venue.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what he said.
The reptile show?
Yeah, they had to move to a bigger venue because they had too many or not enough space. So, all right.
Wow.
So,
I just noticed that. I just thought, gee, they haven't been there for a while.
Yeah. Anything on roads and bridges, Dave?
Coming up on the other stuff, I think, yeah.
All right. Old business. Repairs to the hall. I guess we're starting to see a little bit of a weather break. Maybe she'll be out here to.
I called her this morning. I didn't get a call back, so.
Okay.
I tried.
All right. Water issues, obviously, we're fighting with that still. Dave, I was down there on Brown Road by Steve Turnos, and I looked at that ditch. Some residents had called me, and I walked down and looked at that ditch that we're going to clean. And when I was on the phone with Alan, there's the three houses that are right across the street from Steve. They're all three identical. They're all built by the same. I think John Hansen lives in one. What was the other gentleman's name?
Kinney.
Don Kinney. Yeah, Don Kinney. Well, I asked Alan because there's a lot of fall there going towards Turno, which that's where their water goes. But the their little swales in the front are kind of humpy. You know, it's where it is. So I asked Alan, I said, if we're over there cleaning out with Burkhart, could we talk about having him look at that dip? That he said, absolutely. Why, he's right there. The equipment will be right there, he said. Mm-hmm. So we'll
whenever. That won't dig much. Yeah.
No, there's going to be very little coming out of there, but I think it will help flow water, you know, that way towards Turnell's ditch there. Mark and I took a drive. What was it? Friday.
Saturday morning.
Looked at some water issues, and the Elliston Road one was quite amazing, wasn't it?
It really was.
The way the water was boiling up through the storm sewers and just.
That's a wildlife area anymore. It really is.
It's returning to marshland.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. And he saw the cutout in the road.
And there's several homes that we went by where they're surrounded by water on three sides. Their yards and their driveway is a little bit higher, and those are dry, but they're literally.
Route 2 in Elliston. A couple houses there from like Minky's Twine Building. Like
there's that little white one there. That's there. Yeah. I don't know how Leachfield works.
Oh.
Yeah, several on the south side.
Some ducks in that field.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The eagles were out there too. Yeah. Fishing.
Fishing in the
field. Yeah, in the spring there was tons of carp swimming in the field.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're jumping. They were.
It was amazing.
Let's wait till next year.
Could be better.
Number three, the road transfer. Haven't heard anything on that yet.
No.
I left that. I just keep that one on there for
Good
us.
Good one to keep there.
Jerusalem Elementary Path. I know Mike's making progress, and that's supposed to be done before the 20th of July. I think he told him the 15th. Have they started on it all, Eric? Have you seen nothing over there?
No, he couldn't start on it. I know the guy's doing it, and he'll have it done.
By the time he's...
Yeah, okay, I'm not. He's a good contractor.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Unlimited garbage pickup, just to touch base on that. We had, what did we figure, Dave?
72
about
tons?
71 ton it was. It came out to,
tons picked up for unlimited garbage pickup. You know, did have some complaints on the bagging. You know, everything had to be bagged, but...
Wrapping it with plastic, the couches and mattresses. And I saw some people had them wrapped. Couches. Boy, I couldn't believe the amount of couches. Man, oh man, couch after couch.
Must be a good sale on.
Yeah, I did see that it looked like All-Star was delayed on Thursday because we had quite a bit of rain.
Yes, they
can't really set them back.
They pulled off about, I want to say about 4 o'clock they quit.
They had a truck broke down too that day.
Yeah, and they just said the rain got to be too much that they were going to finish it up Friday morning and get everything.
They did seem to make up for it though on Friday.
Yep. I was out of town camping in the rain, and I come back and everything that I saw looked good. So, okay, number six, fire levy. Chief Parcelletti touched base on that with us. We got that taken care of tonight. Number seven, I'm sure there hasn't been a lot of progress on this. The titles for any vehicles. I know. Completely understandable, Chief. I know you've been busy here the last couple weeks, so... we'll just keep that on the list here and see if we can get something done on that. Number eight here, Mike Sheehy. I haven't heard a response. Dave, have you?
He gave it to somebody else, another group of people to do it, and I just didn't have time the last couple of days calling back. And
okay.
I'll see if they've made any headway with it. His office wasn't doing it. So, and I still wish he would at least call or come by.
Yeah.
You know, if he lives in Oregon, it's kind of ticks me off a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we could catch him and take him around and see what we can.
He could understand it then.
Yeah. Put his eyes on it.
I guess it's all his, you know, people that vote for him.
Mm-hmm. We had number nine, the Belcoffer offer.
I got that here. He dropped it off the other day. Should we wait and put this other one on there?
And do you want to ask Belcoffer to look at that one, or
put it on there too, just to handle it?
Yeah. Okay. Unless there is he the only one that you use in this area?
Yeah. Well,
he's local and he knows the area. Mm. You know. And
yeah.
It's
up to you. So I don't think we have to vote on it, do we?
Unless the price gives us the price change, will the price change per lot, or no?
I'll let you guys look at it quick.
Well, but I think what he's asking is if we ask him to look at handling two properties instead of one,
will his price
give us a
go
better
up?
Price point?
Oh,
or
that,
you, I mean, that,
I'd have to ask him that.
Yeah.
Because we've already approved this one.
Yeah.
If you could get a better deal, that would be great. This does take, 30%? Of the planned proceeds just for the listing.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to make anything on it.
Yeah.
I'll see what he says.
Okay.
Chief Parsley.
So you're aware, I've asked the Belcovers too to give me a price on the demolition of the old training house. So I haven't gotten that yet, but it's something on my radar.
Is that
to be coming down?
Now, which are you talking about, the one on this property?
Right.
So the house and the barn, or
no, just the house.
Just the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the house.
Okay.
We could probably burn the barn if we had to, couldn't we?
The barn, we could. It's far enough away, but the phone wires are right there, so I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to risk it.
That's too close.
Yeah. Those phone lines.
Got
Jim,
a question.
It kind of popped up my ears when you said Belcoffer's offer was 30% on a real estate sale. Is that
the amount that he quoted It was a flat rate, a flat fee.
Okay.
Because he did not quote a 30%. He quoted a fixed amount.
Okay.
But in looking at what the property was going to sell for, mm-hmm. and his flat fee represented about 30% of the proceeds.
Well, that's, yeah. Real estate, that's like.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about, what type of property it is, but we also have another real estate person in this district, George Goodrich, but the thought of 30% on a real estate transfer is extremely high. George Goodrich gets property out here all the time.
That's true, too.
And other real estate people, I mean, if he's got us over the barrel, that's almost four times what the average is on real estate sales.
I'll talk to her about that.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Because the problem is, it's a pretty low priced property, and you know, don't know but it would be. I'm with you. It would be good to have more than one.
Competition makes them prices go down.
Yeah.
You know, if you know you're going to get it.
Right.
Shoot for a sky.
Yeah.
I apologize. I think I interjected in the wrong time.
That's all right. There are two Belk offers you're talking about.
I get those names mixed up, and you guys were talking about a real estate transaction. Yeah. I thought you were talking about a demolition.
No, yeah. That's okay, Chief.
Sorry.
Okay. We had Kenny. You were talking about Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about a demolition.
Okay. number 10 there, tax penalty. Joel, any update on our tax penalty?
No, I'm actually holding off sending a request for relief until we move forward with what we talked about, an attorney.
Right. Yeah, I'm still working on that.
Okay. So
they did send us a, you know, please pay letter, but that would be normal.
Okay. So we're waiting on a lawyer. Okay.
Right.
All right. 11 there, the Corps of Engineers, that was on there from last month. I moved that to the old business, Dave.
Yeah, he emailed me back the other day, and he's got down August 22nd. He could come, but I'd like to have him come sooner, the way these dikes are. And so he would know maybe today or tomorrow if he could come like the 11th or 10th of July. So we're going back and forth on these dates, so I've got to see what happens there.
Okay. We'll keep that on, and we'll have an update. Well, might have it, might be done before the next meeting too, if he comes early. Uh-huh. So just call us and let us know.
Hope so. Okay.
All right, number 12. We touched on this pretty heavy with the chief, was the 911 dispatching issue. And that's all I had for old business. Or anything else anybody added I missed or no?
There was a lot of people on Facebook worried about all this, that we're not doing anything with this 911. But, you know, we've went to meetings, and Tony's did, you know, we are doing stuff.
Right.
You know, so, and tomorrow night.
Well, we should have more information after tomorrow night.
Yeah, after tomorrow night, too, yeah.
Right.
Well, so that takes us into the new business, Lucas County Township meeting tomorrow night.
Yep,
June
26th.
Oh, 26th, yep. Sorry. See, I'm wishing my months away.
Don't do that.
I know.
It goes by too fast.
I know. I just want to get out of this rain. Get me into some dry, hot weather here. So,
I do have a quick question for the chief.
Yes,
the house at Howard and Route 2?
Yep.
I know you're planning on a practice, a training burn for May or June.
Yeah, we've had one training exercise out there, and I had reached out to my captains to see if they would file for the EPA permit. I got to follow up. I haven't seen them, so I don't know if they've done that yet.
Okay.
So until we get that EPA permit, then it can be burned.
All right. Do you have any idea timeline-wise?
I will see them next week.
It's a concern because it's open and
I understand.
A potential hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got. Yes, sir.
I had one thing that I penciled in here at the end because it's been driving me nuts for a week, and I'm going to blame Joel. Joel, I have to, my phone, and I know Kevin was complaining the other day, did you do something to the Gmail accounts to where now we have to password protect our phones? Because I can't access my Gmail, my township emails, on my phone unless I put in a security code. Hmm. So you think it was the phone updates?
Mine didn't change. Well, that doesn't help.
Do you have a lock screen on yours? Like, yeah. See, I don't have that.
And no, I mean, I've always had a lock screen, like fingerprint.
So you probably didn't have it. You've always had it, so it didn't, wasn't nothing new to you. We didn't know if it was something from the Dropbox. Kevin and I were talking about it the other day.
I don't have Dropbox on my phone, though. I'm not using the app to access. So that might be, but
I'm going to put a security code on my phone.
Mine did the same thing.
Yeah, and it was driving me nuts.
I wonder if it's a software update.
I bet it's a software update.
You're using Dropbox on your phone?
No, it's an email. I can't get into my email.
And that's where I thought of something. Did we update something on our?
I haven't touched settings in Gmail.
Yeah, so I've got security on my to get into my phone, and I haven't noticed any difference.
Yeah, see, I don't. Kevin had the same issue, and he was complaining about it, and I was complaining about it. Now Linda's complaining about it. So, all right, I guess let's get with the times and update my phone. All right. Any other new business? David, anything?
No.
All right. Any participation from the public? In the back.
Just a comment for the record. I'm the owner of the Cooley property under the zoning in question. I think Mr. Bluefield is the Wilhelm property as well.
Standard name.
We are zoned commercial C2. We're allowed for watercraft storage on our property. And for zoning, we cannot have any watercraft stored on our property. Wanted that added on the record. Thank you. And having said that, my rights are violated as a property owner due to this. Thank you.
Karen, could you state your name for the record, please?
Karen Wilhelm, WILHELM. And I'm also a Fouke, Fouke. My family has owned that property for close to 50 years. And everything down there existed prior to zoning even started out here. We're looking at right around 100 boats that I cannot replace because they were all custom built. And we had planned on using them in the future once the lake had cleaned up.
And it's 1095 Cooley.
Red Lake Mont boat rental.
Just for the record, so he can get the address in there.
Lake Mont.
Okay. You got all that, Joel?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Name, please.
Barbell. Does anybody know anything about the old Ghoulish Villa and Cusco that's redoing it? It seemed like everything stopped. And I have heard a rumor that they couldn't get a liquor license.
Nope. Last I knew, everything...
He got hurt, the last thing I heard.
Well, that, and he had taken... He got... a contractor picked him up to help remodel Maumee Bay.
Maumee Bay.
And the money was too good for him to turn down, so he said, all right, I'm going to go make the money here.
Put his project on hold.
And work at night on the projects. As a matter of fact, I saw him there either Friday or Saturday. They were working still. They were doing stuff. So I think everything's is still a go. It's just being pushed back because it's hard to turn down union scale money when he can go in there. That's, you know, that's what his wife had said was.
Everybody's excited about the restaurant.
Yes. Yeah. Thrilled. I think he's going to do very well if he can get it up and get it open and has a good meal.
So there's no problem with the liquor license?
No, I think they got it all because we even signed the letter to approve it for him right away. Yep.
They were worried about that at first. That's why they wanted to open up like in November. But I don't know how it all changed, but there's no problem now.
Yep.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah. He is there, like Bo said. He's there at night quite a bit.
Yeah, he's a hardworking guy. I mean, he work all day and then go there and do that all night. So,
a lot of work. Yep. I popped in there.
Okay.
One question. I was at the, I think it's called the Bilge, up at the restaurant there.
Okay, Mr. Perfect.
They don't have a Sunday liquor license. Is any of that due to trustees, or is that a state issue?
That's a state.
And state. That's what I informed her of. She basically pushed it on the trustees, and I made her realize. I says the trustees don't have their liquor licenses at all, so take you guys off pressure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are getting the blame for the lack of affordability. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it was...
At state.
It is state.
The one that we got for the Ghoulish Villa there was basically a...
It was a transfer, wasn't it?
It was like, do we object to anything? Is there anything that
that's
we seal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was do we have an objection to it? And we said, no, we didn't have an objection to them transferring the liquor license. So, but no, we don't control that. Something else. Thanks. Now I know I'm getting blamed for people not being able to drink on Sundays.
Well, that's exactly what happened, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
We're innocent.
All right. Anything else?
Linda Rossler. I own the property to the south of the rec fields, and along that property, there's 7 clumps of mulberry trees that have grown up on the line, and you can see all those trees are Canada thistle. So I'd like to propose that we clean that up in a shared capacity. There's nothing from the school property line to Yondota Road. So I've only owned it for 3 years, so I don't know whose fault it is that the back was allowed to grow over the property line. But it's a pretty significant, the trees are a pretty significant height. I was out there chopping today, and I'm thinking Lake Erie Tree could come in and have it done in an hour. And it might take us a few hours and a few chains. So if you want to go look at it, but there's...
Let's do that. If you want to get a price from Lake Erie on that, I think would be the best thing, and then let us take a look at it and see what, bring it back to the next meeting. And
it's built up there. I don't know if somebody built a small dike.
There's a dike there.
When I was land leveling in the back part, I leveled some of it off, at least in the back part, the new portion. That's not developed yet to the east. But I think that it was just high and everybody just ignored it for a while. And it's pretty good for them. I'm going to try to get in and get the Canada thistle chopped down because it's in the flowering stage. So I don't want another mess of that in the field. We have it in the grass too.
Okay. Bring that back to the next meeting, and we'll get out there. I'm going to grab my waders to get back there.
No, just drive down the school mound.
Okay.
And go right. As you go in, just go straight through the grass.
Okay. Any other public participation at this time? None? All right, look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.